Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How'd my lead-in do today?
He did very, very well. Unfortunately, the timing was off by just about 1 minute because we didn't get to talk about how the Cowboys are definitely going to trade for Max Crosby. Are you excited about that development?
Yeah. Maybe you guys can break that like you broke stuff yesterday.
That's right. Exactly.
It's fun.
Now, just indulge us for just a moment, if you will. Would you be fascinated in the concept of Max Crosby knowing the cost both monetarily and potentially draft capital wise?
Yeah, I'd have to analyze where the finances are on that and just how much the Raiders are asking for.
Because they're in free fall and they're like, the hell with this season.
Yeah, but what sort of salary cap implications do they have if they trade him?
Right.
Because all the guaranteed money immediately advances into your cap.
Right.
So there's no, well, we get a little bit this year and a little bit next year. And then, you know, what are you going to give him to make up for him?
Yeah, because that
this
dead
isn't
cap
baseball,
is, that
right?
dead
this
cap's pretty
isn't
hefty.
Baseball. Yeah. You know, baseball, everybody wants to start over. In the NFL, You know, it's hard to start from scratch, right? You got too many moving parts. You got too many players to take care of.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a nice kind of fantasy dream, but there's a lot of things that got to go into it.
Don't take away from my dream of Max Crosby rushing the passer for us.
I know. You guys got fantasy teams, and this is reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not giving up two number ones for anybody.
I agree.
And they should never do that again.
Yeah,
what if it's Patrick
Mahomes? It doesn't
Mahomes.
Work out.
You got Dak. What are you talking
about?
You
got Dak. You got the best quarterback in the league right now.
What are you even doing
over
here, Kevin?
I like it. That was a test.
Well, that being said, with that specific player, the Jadeveon Clowney, it looked pretty good. And I'm hoping to see more consistency, but also as a Raku. So your edge, you feel a little bit better about what you have on each side right now as they're developing?
Yeah, I think Clowney kind of got his sea legs under him now.
Yeah.
He played 26 snaps, so 39%, and he did look more active. He did, create some problems. Hey, they had six guys on that defense that played at least 97% of the snaps.
Wow.
That hadn't been happening, right? They've been juggling, trying to figure out how they can cover up at cornerback, how they can cover up at safety. Marquise Bell started for the first time this year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He played 100% of the snaps.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And it wasn't just like single safety high. He was crowding the line of scrimmage. He was kind of a big nickel guy, sometimes in the slot. They moved in the linebacker spot. They moved him all over the place. Murray played 100%. No surprise. Bland played 100%. Elam, of all people, 100%. Shamar James, 99%. So he, like, missed one snap. Donovan Wilson, 97. So, yeah. Now, did it make a difference out there? I mean, it wasn't perfect, but it was a step in the right direction. And the fact that you only give up 20 points defensively, you know, to a team that I know they were, you know, short their three wide receivers, but they still had the quarterback, they still had the running back. And so there was some mistakes, but it was better. Now, can you get better 2 weeks in a row? And I think that's the big question.
Yeah, because consistency is the only real thing that you have to find out about this team now.
Yeah, because, you know, like last week, you know, I subscribed to the theory that the NFL, and Kenny Clark pointed this out to me, it's a week-to-week league.
Right.
And we saw, you know, diametrically change from Carolina to the game against Washington. Now, what happens? You know, are you going to go roller coaster back and forth going to Denver? You know, a team that will score some points, by the way. And so, yeah, now what can you do? You know, do I have to score 40 to win again? Yeah, I'm okay with that. Put it on the offense. But the defense has to do a better job. It was a step in the right direction, but they still gave up 136 yards rushing. So, you know, just didn't give up as many big plays as they did. And as I pointed out yesterday, that big play early in the game, they were in man coverage. So
yeah.
Everybody subscribing to man is the panacea of defense, and just be careful what you ask for.
Did it not look, but don't you think using the combination has the potential to be better? I'm not saying go straight man, but the combination of more of a 50-50 split has potential to be better with this personnel?
If I have the personnel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Play man,
right?
Right, because if you don't trust your corners, then you're going to play zone. And just because you don't trust them, are they good enough? Can they do this? You know, if you get Diggs back on there, does Diggs want to play man? I don't know. I don't know what he wants to play.
If he wants to play,
I'm not going to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and we also know his. You know, he and Bland can't play on the field together at the same yeah, time. So
they're not like Lamb and Pickens. Is that what you're telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, they're a little different.
Yeah,
I feel like we've heard from a lot of fans now that just think fundamentally Trayvon Diggs doesn't want to play for the Cowboys anymore.
Well, I mean, I've heard people say it for, you know, people that aren't here now that looks like, you know, from afar. But if they can get him going and Bland going, then you're basically using one corner maybe that you didn't plan on using. Because Bland in the slot is, you know, when you're in three corners, is pretty effective. That's why he had all those tackles. He was making big tackles in the running game. And so, you know, obviously they trusted. So here was the deal. They trusted whoever was going to play outside for Bland more than they trusted somebody else that was going to play in the nickel with Bland outside. That was kind of the equation that they had to solve, and that's basically how they did it. Because, you know, previous to that, they were using Reddy Steward, right?
Who I thought did a pretty solid job.
I thought he did. He didn't play one defensive snap.
Oh, really?
In my face.
Huh. So they did some different things in the slot, not just Bland, but sometimes Bell. They did, you know, use a little bit of a Johnny Clark at safety, although he was late rotating over on the big pass in the first quarter. I'm not sure what he was looking at. But again, it's a rookie that hasn't played. You're using young guys out there that just haven't, you know, played a lot, and that's difficult. Bridges, you know, that's his first start. So, and these guys were available, right?
Yeah.
They were available on the waiver wire. They picked up and said, well, let's try this. Well, you're bringing in guys, you're thinking for depth, and suddenly they've got a start. And you just don't miss guys in this league, and you go, oh, it doesn't make a difference. You know, let's see what happens here. It does make a difference. It makes a difference that, you know, for the most part, you were playing a rookie fifth-round draft choice at linebacker. Now, he's got just gobs of talent, right?
Yes.
But he has little experience. And, you know, on the touchdown to Ertz, they lost him.
Yeah, right? We figure out what happened on that. Was that
Murray looked like he was covering him across the field, and then when he got behind James, he stopped, and both of them were looking inside to their right,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know that they saw that Ertz was just standing there by himself. I don't know if James was supposed to, you know, they were in zone, and he was supposed to carry him across the rest of the field. But obviously it was a bust. They weren't supposed to just let him stand there, put his hand in the air and go, hey, throw it to me,
mm-hmm.
sort of the way Lamb did on his big play. He's got his
He had his
hand up at the 40-yard line, right? Hey, you know, no one's covering me. Again, when you have young players, the experience is what you're more worried about than a lack of talent, because he's got all the talent in the world.
Do you want to temper people's expectations? You talked about the news that we broke yesterday, Overshown 21-day window opening up. Same for BB, same with Revel, though I think that will happen on Wednesday. That I think some people believe that means they're ready to go now. Can you temper people's expectations about what that actually means?
I would think, because neither Overshown or Revel had any football on the field days, hours since last year, that they'll need all 21 days.
Okay.
And I think I've heard someone point out, and maybe it was Schottenheimer, I don't remember, that, you know, it'll probably be 21 days, especially for Overshown. At least Revel had his torn ACL the third week of the season, and then I'm not sure how soon he had the surgery, but it was probably, you know, you don't have, usually you wait till the swelling goes down, so it's probably a couple weeks later, but that's the last time he played football. So I'm thinking both guys are going to need all 21 days. At least BB played games, he practiced in training camp, he did the off-season work, so he's probably, you know, able to come back a little bit sooner during that 21-day period than those two guys. So, yeah, I would temper like, oh, they're going to be on the field next week. No, that's not going to happen.
Did somebody dare you to get Panacea into this interview today?
No, it just came to my mind. All right.
I had to go look it up, and now that I know,
it solves everything.
It's a cure-all. It's a remedy. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's probably remedies they used in the old days, right? With the witch doctors.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And the wooden nickels.
Yep,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. You like that too? Right?
I did. All right.
Start writing this down so I have a glossary.
Keeping notes.
We will catch up with you tomorrow and start building our Mickey Spagnuolo glossary.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.